This is the Game Addict Hotline for April 7th, 2007, episode 78.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
To the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video game down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, I've only got one thing to say. I've got a winner for the prize this week, and it's going to be, let me go ahead, it's one of our big listeners. It's Chris. He's been a long-time listener. He won one time, but it's been a while. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll let him win again. So, congratulations, Chris, for winning another contest. He won himself a Pirates of the Caribbean hat and a GameDaily.biz little notepad. So, I'll be sending that out to him. Let me see what we'll have for this week. This week, I'll have a GoPets.com LCD wipe and the Xbox 360 pins. So if you guys want to go ahead and email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com with the subject line contest, we'll go ahead and we'll get that, we'll put you into the contest. And if you're like Chris, you'll probably be a winner and I'll send you some stuff. But anyway, that's going to be it for this show news. Let's go right into our video game news. Two recent reports were released about the effects of gaming on children this week. The first report, conducted by Harris Interactive, investigated game addiction for kids from ages 8 to 18. In the poll of 1,200 kids, they found out that 23% of males and 13% of females felt that they were addicted to gaming. The poll also found that kids who play video games play for over 13 hours a week, and that 8.5% of kids are clinically addicted to games. Another report done by Australia's Swinburne University of Technology says that out of 120 kids who were in the research to find out if violence in games affects children, found that only by a child's mood and aggressiveness do they react to violent video games. The research found that most kids did not increase their aggression at all while playing those games. Our next news story, Peter Molyneux has just announced that the monarchy in France has decided to knight him for his work in the arts and literature. The award, Chevalier de l'Ordre des Arts et des Lettres, was established in 1957 and will become the second such award for a game maker next to Shigeru Miyamoto. Peter Molyneux commented on the award saying, "I am extremely proud to have received this honor and would like to thank the French Ministry of Culture for this recognition. I would also like to say that I see this as a credit for everyone at Lionhead Studios. All our games are a team effort. I am just the figurehead, and it is fantastic to see video games honored in this way." Our next news story, Bruno Brunel, chairman and CEO of Atari, a US-based company for Infogrames, has announced his retirement from the company after 24 years. This comes after global debt restricting plan of the company that was to end with his departure. The new CEO of Atari, Patrick Lelou, is the former CEO of cable network operator Noose. Atari hopes that with this and a new social gaming experience called Atari Online will help stimulate profits in the company. Our final news story, this week Sega announced that it will no longer be supporting both the Dreamcast and Saturn after September 28th. This comes after news in February that the GD-ROM disc made for the Dreamcast are no longer being created. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. And number 5, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 for the Xbox 360. Number 4, God of War 2 for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Spider-Man 3 for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Super Paper Mario for the Nintendo Wii. Looking at top games in Japan last week, number 5, Yoshi's Island DS for the Nintendo DS. Number 4, Digimon Story Sunblast for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Eigo ga Nigata na Otana no Desu Tori Ningu Eigo Duke, otherwise known as English Training, Have Fun Improving Your Skills for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Mosso Orochi, otherwise known as Orochi Warriors, for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game in Japan this past week was Kingdom Hearts 2 Max for the PlayStation 2. Looking at top games in the UK, number 5, Virtual Tennis 3 for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Brian Lara International Cricket 2007 for the Xbox 360. Number 3, MotorStorm for the PlayStation 3. Number 2, Resistance Fall of Man for the PlayStation 3. And the number 1 top game in the UK this past week was Command and Conquer 3 Tiberium Wars for the PC. Looking at new releases, I only have 4. So here they are. For the PlayStation 2, Brave, The Search for the Spirit Dancer by South Peak Interactive. For the DS, Cake Mania by Majesco. For the PC, The Ship by Mindscape. And the number 1 top game for this week is Super Paper Mario for the Wii by Nintendo. Okay, let's go ahead and we'll take a break. We'll come back with our trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. All right, let's go to our trivia. Our first category is game controllers. Number 1, this is the official name of the 3DO controller. Number 2, this is the official name for the controller for the Nintendo Wii. And number 3, this is the official name of the PlayStation 3 controller. Alright, we'll go to our next category, console games that used a mouse. Number 1, this Super Nintendo game by Nintendo allowed you to draw, animate, and make your own music with your favorite plumber. Number 2, this first-person shooter for the PlayStation 2 by Epic Games has you fighting your way to the top with pistols, grenade launchers, and lasers. And number 3, this massively multi-online role-playing game for the PlayStation 2 by Square Enix is one of the only ones on the system and also needed the hard drive to play. Alright, our final category, games with bunnies. Since it's Easter this weekend, we'll go ahead and we'll have something with bunnies. Number 1, this NES game off the TV cartoon show had you going against Montana Max with Buster and Babs Bunny. No relation. Number 2, this early Epic Game PC arcade game had you fighting a turtle to save the princess. And number 3, this NES game off a movie is about the trials of a cartoon rabbit arrested for a murder he didn't commit. All right, here's our final question. You know, game developers aren't making too much. Well, I don't know. It's been interesting. Actually, the game developer's salary report just got released from the Game Developers Magazine, and it revealed some interesting things about the salaries of 2006. It looks like they're actually down a couple thousand from the year before. My question for you this week is, what is the average game industry salary of 2006? All right, we'll come back with our answers. Remember, this is the GameMag Hotline.
Action. Racing. Fighting. Sports. No matter where you want to go, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
This thing goes on forever. With Nintendo 64.
Taking geekiness up an octave, it's the 8 Bits of Life Daily Podcast.
Hello, I am Scott Ronaldson Harrison. 8 days a week, I take you into a 5-minute journey into my life. It can be anything from a rant to a review. So let's take a small listen. These are the stupid pedestrians, or as I'm going to call them for the rest of this podcast, 10 points. Allowing you to aim the arrows on the boomerang or any first person attack with the Wiimote. Okay, I'm pissed. There's a long running anime series.
Available at grayskullcomics.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.
And welcome back. Remember, we are part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. Okay, let's go look at our trivia. Alright, here's our first category, game controllers. Number 1, this is the official name of the 3DO controller. And the answer is, what is the 3DO controller? Number 2, this is the official name of the controller for the Nintendo Wii. And the answer is, what is the Wii Remote controller? And number 3, this is the official name of the PlayStation 3 controller. And the answer is, what is the 6-axis wireless controller? Alright, our next category, console games that use the mouse. Number 1, this Super Nintendo game by Nintendo allowed you to draw, animate, and make your own music with your favorite plumber. And the answer is, what is Mario Paint? Number 2, this first-person shooter for the PlayStation 2 by Epic Games has you fighting your way to the top with pistols, grenade launchers, and lasers. And the answer is, what is Unreal Tournament? And number 3, this massively multi-online role-playing game for the PlayStation 2 by Square Enix is one of the only ones on the system and also needed the hard drive to play. And the answer is, what is Final Fantasy XI? Look at our final category, games with bunnies. Number 1, this NES game off the TV cartoon show had you going against Montana Max with Buster and Babs Bunny. No relation. And the answer is, what is Tiny Toons Adventures? Number 2, this early Epic Games PC arcade game had you fighting a turtle to save the princess. And the answer is, what is Jazz Jackrabbit? And number 3, this NES game off a movie is about the trials of a cartoon rabbit arrested for a murder he didn't commit. And the answer is, what is Who Framed Roger Rabbit? All right, looking at our final question. Well, I was asking you that last year we actually lost a couple thousand dollars in the game industry for the average salary. My question for you was, what was the average salary of 2006 for game developers? And the answer is, what is $73,316? It says here a QA tester averages about $37,000, and an audio employee makes about $69,000, almost $70,000, and the legal people make about $95,500. So there's some good money if you're a good developer. And also, I want to apologize for the trivia, the console trivia, the handhelds, the controllers. I'm kind of after having a show Wednesday and then having one today, I'm kind of trivied out. Though I did get some really good ones with the mouses and bunnies. So hopefully next week I'll be ready in tip-top shape to give you some better trivia. But that's going to be it for this week. Thank you guys for so much for listening. Remember, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can go ahead and email me at gameact.line@gmail.com. Our website is www.gameact.line.com. You can also call me at our phone line. It's 206-202-4367. That's 206-202-4367. You can also go ahead and put yourself on our Frapper map at our website. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, you can do that through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley and become friends with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. So you guys, you can go ahead and turn your video games back up. And you guys, have a great week.